welcome to West Hills Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, also affectionately known as WORF. My name is George Taylor, and I'm very pleased to be the lay leader today. Here at WORF, you are welcome, no matter your age, your size, the color of your hair, your eyes, or skin. You are welcome here, no matter whom you love, how you speak, or whatever your abilities. No matter what spiritual beliefs you have held or flags you have flown, you are welcome here. Whether you come with an abundance of joy or a broken heart, you are welcome here. David LaDuca has created a special experience for us today. If you have never attended the pageant here at WORF, and perhaps even if you have, welcome to a special Sunday service, Lend Your Voice. Momentarily, I will be casting the pageant. Like WORF in so many ways, a pageant relies on volunteers. Join our unrehearsed pageant. All ages are welcome to participate. There are puppets for younger kids. The show is cast. A round of applause for our volunteers. Okay, so when you get invited, come on up, and there will be a microphone. The first pageant will be for scripts 1, 2, and 3. But there's a song. There's a song that will invite you up. Get my guitar. So we're going to practice the song once. And as we're practicing the song, you'll check your script, and if you are scripts 1, 2, or 3, please come up before the song is over. Lending my voice, lending my voice, lending my voice. One more time. Lending my voice. Here it changes. Lending, lending, lending my voice. Again, lending, lending, lending my voice. Last time, lending, lending, lending my voice. Here we go, one more time, and this time, sing and scripts 1, 2, and 3. Come on up. Lending my voice. Lending my voice, lending my voice, come on up, lending my voice, here it goes, lending, lending, lending my voice, again, lending, lending, lending my voice. Oh, good. One speaker over here to the podium.
One.
Yes, come on over here, two.
No, I'm three.
Okay. There we go. And action.
It says I read first. I'm reader number one. I think that's right.
I'm number two. Not in a bad way. I think this is starting off kind of shaky.
We are actors in play. Was there some kind of rehearsal?
I understand. It feels great being up here in front. I prefer sitting in the tent.
Maybe this is what it was like when Unitarianism first started, the very beginning.
It was probably a coffee shop. There's always coffee involved.
The microphones certainly help. Without them, I don't think anyone would listen.
I imagine there's a comment card somewhere in the back. I think I'll fill one out.
You have a microphone in your hand right now. Isn't that better than a comment card?
When I drove here today, I did not see this coming. I thought it would be a regular Sunday.
I thought it would be a journey of discovery and meditation that would touch my soul.
I needed to feel the community and welcome and inclusion. My reach has been applied.
Probably there is a lesson in all of this. Echoes of the principles that bring us together.
Maybe there's a famous quotation from a historic figure that stood up against something wrong.
Maybe there's a familiar song that will reawaken a sense of common ground.
Maybe no one will notice if I slip downstairs and refill my coffee cup.
We could sit and realize. We could unite in solidarity and take a seat.
I sit all week. Actually, right now, I use the new Ergotron WorkFit standing desk. It's amazing.
Sitting down is not the answer. I think seeing this through makes sense.
Certainly not humiliating. I can just feel the support and encouragement from the fellowship.
Breaks up the routine, that's for sure. I might sign up to speak at Walk one day.
If I signed up to speak, then a moment like this would help me feel at ease.
If I can get up here, then there's hope for anyone who wants to lend their voice.
Here on this second Sunday of Black History Month, let's reflect on the words of Martin Luther King. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. And thanks again, Gil. From your order of service, please join us in reading our opening affirmation. Let us open our eyes to see what is beautiful. Let us open our minds to learn what is true. Let us open our hearts to love one another. And now I believe it's time for another puppet show. We're going to do a quick run through of names. Let's meet our actors. What's your puppet's name?
Lady.
Lady the Ladybug. Love it.
It's Pterodactyl.
Your Pterodactyl.
Toucan.
Toucan-y.
Rainbow.
Nice.
Ducky.
Okay, Ducky.
Midnight.
Midnight the Owl. That's great.
Vampire Bat.
Pink Pudding.
Blue.
Blue.
All right.
Orlando Stubbs.
Orlando Stubbs. Nice. Lily the Owl. Sometimes our animal friends, and these are our flying animal friends, sometimes our animal friends feel a little nervous. We're going to ask them about something or sometime when they feel nervous.
Why do you have to stand up here?
that's a good one. Something that makes pterodactyl, something that makes them nervous.
When a T-Rex tries to do my baby eggs.
Okay, T-Rex and baby eggs.
Jumping on the bed.
Yes, jumping on the bed makes everybody nervous, especially mom.
When I fly too far away from my flock, coyotes.
Coyotes make me nervous too.
Going to owl school. Someone waking me up before dark.
Taking an algebra test.
What makes Blue nervous?
Oh, going down the slide too fast.
Oh.
Going to owl school.
Eating makes me nervous.
Thank you so much. Applause for our puppeteers. They will be coming back. So come on, have a seat. And the puppets will be coming back soon. Let's try finding our voice. Finding our voice. Finding our voice. Finding our voice. Finding our voice, finding our voice, finding our voice. So we're looking for scripts 4, 5, and 6. Finding our voice, finding our voice, finding our voice. Finding our voice. All right. Somebody at the podium?
Four.
And somebody at a microphone. And
something just doesn't feel right. I can't put my finger on it, but I know that we're being tricked.
It's a pageant. Things get turned upside down, but it's all for a very good reason.
Is there any way I can get out of this? I am saying, I do not really want to be held as
oh, come on, you two. Someone might come to Wolf hoping for controversy and spontaneity.
That's my point. They want to hear people's real voices, and we're up here reading a script.
I am reading a script, but I am not falling into the trap of becoming emotionally involved.
I think the script is giving us a chance to discover our inner voices. We're not robots.
Well, I'm just going to come out and say it. I feel dizzy. That was not in the script.
So you did it. You found your voice. You said
you feel dizzy, but you kind of sound confident.
This is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Now that we're adding words like mad libs, on top of it, we're acting like fools.
Deep breaths. I know we can make it through this successfully if we just meditate.
You know, as a kid, I remember church feeling like a burden. And I had to pretend a lot to feel at home.
I don't have to be like a school teacher. We can have a fellowship full of smiles and laughter.
Look at me. Too often, I'm very anxious. But coming to Wolf helps me become more peaceful.
If you can become more peaceful and easy, then maybe one day I can try to do the same.
As long as we treat each other with respect and dignity, as long as we support each other.
As long as we let others journey forward, as long as we help each other to grow.
As long as we accept that we are a community engaged in democracy and symbiosis.
But I trust that things will work out okay. I can spend a little less time worried about doubts.
And with this courage, I can give my time to others and I can participate in positive change.
And when things start to change, I'll remember standing up in front making up words with you, too.
And I'll listen a bit better when someone else is up here trying to share their ideas.
Now I know why I came up here, to open my heart, to share a smile, and to lend my voice.
And I believe we have a special screen appearance by Rick Tangerman.
Hi, this is Rick Tangerman. I'm interviewing a few of my puppet friends.
Hi, my name is Costanza Kangaroo, and I'm cute and I'm cuddly.
I'm Gilbert, and I'm a chicken.
Introduction. My name is Melissa, and my favorite food is poutine.
I am Buddhist. I am awesomeness, everything, supreme being, higher than your people, and will teach you all.
Good morning. My name is Hopper. I am a friendly rabbit.
Hi, I'm here with a flying squirrel. I'm from Arkansas.
You know how to fly, right?
I really wish I could fly.
I know how to fly. That's a lot of fun.
Do you know how to fly?
Well, I don't. But I hop. That's pretty close, don't you think?
Fly? What is fly? You tell me, what is fly?
Can you fly?
No, but that doesn't stop me from trying.
I try, but actually, no, I cannot. But I'm a great hopper.
Why don't you fly?
Because I'm a little too chubby to fly.
I'm sorry, we're only talking to flyers.
Oh,
Well, I could have learned how to fly if somebody had just helped me. I'm sure I could have.
Flying's just not for everyone, my friend.
No, everyone. My name is Clujet, not everyone. But we are friends.
Have you ever tried to fly?
Well, there was that one time where I tried to fly and I fell down.
Yeah, when I saw a bird fly away from a hungry cat, I thought, ooh, I could do that. But then I realized I could not, so I ran as fast as I could.
Once I tried to jump over the moon. Didn't work out so well.
Wish I could fly.
I bet you can with some help.
You know, I'm okay with not flying.
I really wish I could fly so I can get places.
Then I teach you. I don't know what it is, but I'm Optimus everything, and I will teach you everything.
I could have learned to fly if I had lessons.
Yes, I believe you could fly if you had lessons. I believe I could fly if I had lessons.
Yes, I could have, but I am so good at digging burrows. So, it sticks to underground tunnels.
If I tried to fly, would you help me?
I would love to help you fly.
I'd be happy to help you. We can start off by learning how to hop.
For goodness, I think I fall like a rock.
You never know if you never try.
Dude, flying would be so gnarly.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, it would be pretty cool, but birds can't dig tunnels and hop as quickly and high and fast as I can.
We're just not cut out to fly.
Whew. Yes, I like to cut. Don't tell me. I cut carefully.
One day, I just might make it flying up there.
And I believe you will. And you know what? If I help you and you help me, then we can both fly.
You teach me. You know how to fly? We fly together.
One day would be awesome. If I can see a bird digging into a burrow and making tunnels as well as I can, then yes, I will definitely be flying.
You can do anything you set your mind to.
All right. So you can tell how much is scripted and how much is not scripted during this edit from that. Let's bring up some folks. Let's bring up the puppets. Let's bring up the puppets. It's time for the puppets again. We were talking to the puppets about what made them nervous, a lot of nervous about going to owl school and eating and getting woken up before it's dark. I remember a lot of things that made you nervous. Right now, let's hear from folks about what helps them feel brave, something that helps you to feel brave.
having a piece of apple pie.
All right.
Remember that I can fly.
Okay, nice. What helps you to feel brave?
Having a birthday party.
All right.
Having Hazel help me.
Having Hazel to help. That's so great.
Flying.
Flying helps you feel brave.
Just knowing that my family loves me.
Wonderful.
Getting a huge hug from my owl.
Nice. A huge hug from her owl mommy. I'm breaking up.
Vampire batting one predator that nobody has ever vampire batted before.
Nice. Something that helps you feel brave.
Having all of my flock all around me together.
Nice. What helps Blue feel brave?
My mommy.
That's an old smile on her face.
Having big eyes.
Ah, big eyes. All right. Thank you for our puppets. Applause for our puppets. All right. Have a seat. Have a seat. Have a seat. I think we have another announcement.
Yep.
Yep, a pause in the pageant for an important announcement from Tracy Silver.
Okay, so we're going to talk stewardship again. Now, normally, they put me at the beginning because they say, you know, everybody wants to get their Zen on when they're in a service. But, and so they don't want to do it. And there seems to be some people who are really standoffish about let's not talk about money, and they'll avoid anything to have to do it. However, it's inevitable. It's going to happen. So you might as well just relax, realize we're all in this together. It has to be done. So we're doing it. So why? Why do we have to have a stewardship drive? Well, we all know that we're not the same, but we enjoy having good company and friends along the journey. So we gather. We gather sometimes because we need support, and other times we gather because we need to be needed for support. We also gather because there are so many social justice issues that need to be addressed. And we can feel like this little drop in a bucket. But we know that when we gather, we might make enough water that we can actually make an impact on some of these. So we gather and we have a stewardship drive because we believe in reality. And the fact is, in order to do these things, we have to have a place to do it and the resources to do it. So, we give. And the theme of our pledge drive this year is gather, give, grow. And the gather part and the give part are pretty easy. We know from experience that sometimes things are going along really well. We know what needs to be done. And we feel like everything is moving in the right direction and that the next generation is going to be fine because we've got it in hand. But then sometimes things happen. And when they happen, we think, oh my God, what are we going to do? So it is at those times when we realize that had it not been for the generation that came before us, had it not been for those people who buckled down and said, hey, we need a building, and had it not been for people who were growing into it and thinking about the future, we would not be able to handle these things. And it's those times when we realize, we say this every week, basically, that we are warmed by fires we did not light and shaded by trees we did not plant. And this is what we're talking about as the grow section of this campaign. Because that is stewardship. stewardship is not just making sure we have what we need to eat now, but it's taking care of things so that we can eat and the people who come after us can eat. Because it's up to us now to do what generations before us did for us. So the pledge process is benign. It doesn't hurt a bit. It's real fast. There are three steps, basically. We're having these kind of cottage meetings, but not because they're going to be here after services. There's one today. There's not one next week because it's the women's retreat and nobody will be here. Or the following week. Oh, the congregational meeting. Okay, so anyway, those times there will be meetings. And you can find out more information downstairs at the table. The second step is to whether you do it in the cottage meeting or you do it in the comfort of your home. We have something called the Fair Share Giving Guide. And it was put out by the UUA. And what it basically is, it gives you kind of this idea of where you fit in the support structure. So if you kind of look at this, and you come up with the number that you can give based on your own budget, and that's a very personal thing, and based on your level of commitment to WOOF. And you come up with a number, and then, using that as a rule of thumb, then fill out your pledge form, put it in one of the sealed envelopes and turn it in the office or at the table downstairs or to your steward. So, in our Gather, Give, Grow campaign, this is as of, I think, Monday, which is the last time anybody did the math. We had 34% of pledges in, and we were at $106,430 a bunch. So we're moving right along, and everybody move with us.
And I think we're on to Act 3.
Yeah. I'm going to invite a few more musicians to join me up front, some singers and some musicians.
There's a microphone, grab one.
Sharing our voice, 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 sharing, sharing our voice, sharing. Sharing our voice, 79. Sharing our voice, sharing, sharing, sharing our voice, sharing, sharing, sharing our voice.
As early as 1940, sit-ins were organized in America as peaceful ways to protest segregation.
Sit-ins were organized in restaurants, lunch counters, drugstores, and public libraries.
Sit-ins were organized in Virginia, Ohio, Maryland, North Carolina, and Kansas.
In 1958, Clara May Lepore and her children walked into a drugstore in Oklahoma City.
They stepped up to the lunch counter and were denied service due to the color of their skin.
8 years old, little Marilyn told her mother they should have a sit-in, and they did.
In 1962, over 200 college students staged a sit-in to protest the segregation of student housing.
These 200 students in Chicago, Illinois, took turns speaking about this quote, intolerable situation.
That quote about an intolerable situation was from a 20-year-old college student, Bernie Sanders.
In 1965, there was a sit-in in Philadelphia where folks were denied service at a coffee shop.
This coffee shop was denying services to people that wore, quote, nonconformist clothing.
Back then, nonconformist clothing was a code word for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender.
In the home of our legislator, the House of Representatives, a protest produced a sit-in.
The Democratic caucus of the time was demanding a vote on the issue of gun control.
The year was, can anyone guess? Let's hear three guesses.
2016.
The House Democratic Caucus led a sit-in on the floor of Congress through the night, led by Representatives John Lewis, Catherine Clark, and Robin Kelly.
Critics of the sit-in called for regular order and proper channels, neither of which were working.
Critics of the sit-in called it a publicity stunt and attempted to connect it with a fundraising strategy.
Critics of the sit-in call it a dangerous precedent, the first step towards chaos, undemocratic.
In 2017, the House passed rules to prevent future sit-ins, calling them disorderly and disruptive.
Violators of these new rules would be fined. Taking video on the House floor is now in effect.
On the heels of the Orlando Club shooting, this 2016 sit-in underscores the battle between voices.
Today, we lend our voices. We support each other. We encourage new faces to come forward.
For when we wait for an invitation out of order irregularity, other voices speak for us. Lend your voice.
Let's bring up the puppet one more time. We've been talking to the puppets about what makes them nervous. We've been talking to them about what makes them brave. I think now is a good time for us to talk about good news and bad news. Sometimes in our lives we have good news, and sometimes we have bad news. Let's check in with our puppets, see how things are going. Maybe you have something that you want to share that's good news. Maybe there's something that you want to share that's bad news. Let's listen.
Well, I like it that the sun is out, and I can see where I'm climbing up the trees to see where the bugs are. You know, I like that.
Good news.
The good news is, whatever, there's a ton of fish in the pond.
Yeah, a ton of fish in the pond. That's good news.
The good news is that I can stay out longer. I can really stay out
pond. It's fun to stay out on the duck pond.
I like when it's so healthy. I like when it's so play with each other.
Nice. That's wonderful news. Playing together and being together.
I like sharing a Roxy stuffy.
Nice. Sharing is always good news. 10 mice a day. That's bad news for the mice. But good news for the owl. Sorry.
Get me.
Okay. Do you want me to come back? Or no? Sometimes we have news that we keep in our heart. That's okay. Okay. Actually doesn't have any.
The good news for me is that all the alligators signed up for the women's retreat, so they're not around.
That might be bad news for the women's retreat. We'll see. Although I think alligators would be welcome.
My wounds are nice and stretched.
Okay, that's good news. Who's down here? Oh, it's Blue.
Maybe you have doggies?
Yeah. We've done sharing our voice, lending our voice, finding our voice. Any suggestions? Sound good.
Raising our voice. Raising our voices, raising our voices, raising our voices, raising, raising, raising our voices, raising, raising, raising our voices, raising, raising, raising our voices. Raising our voice,
10 on the 12. Raising.
I have a problem, my friends, a conundrum, a dilemma, a quandary, a puzzle.
What is it? Maybe we can help. Sometimes talking about it can unlock the solution.
Maybe we can help. Sometimes it takes cooperation and brainstorming to figure things out.
Well, as you know, Valentine's Day is coming, and I'm not sure how to reach out to someone special.
Don't bother. All that Valentine's Day stuff is just commercialism and big companies gift sharing.
What? You can't be serious. Our friend wants to tell their dearest how precious they are.
Fine. Buy into social pressure and fill the world with more paper, plastic, and landfill.
Well, let's take a step back. It's not like I'm going to cut down a tree and decorate it.
Valentine's Day is an old tradition that draws from many traditions celebrating love and friendship.
Valentine's Day replaced Lupercalia, an immodest Roman holiday, with a matchmaking lottery.
Well, this someone special has always been there for me, and I want to show them how much they mean to me.
In the 3rd century, 2 Christians, both named Valentine, were martyred on February 14th.
People still celebrate Valentine's Day in Italy, giving Valentine keys to kids to ward off epilepsy.
I just struggle to say the right things. It's hard to express my feelings when I know my feelings are true.
One of the Valentine martyrs was imprisoned for permitting soldiers to marry when Rome forbid.
And that's why we gorge on candy and chocolate and make kids amplify acceptance and rejection.
If only there was some way that I could reach out to this person with kindness and warmth.
Some say one of the Valentines used birds to carry hopeful messages from his prison windows.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the Birdman of Alcatraz who raises birds while secretly making booze.
How a bird must feel the first time they try to fly, scared, anxious, eager, doubtful, uncoordinated.
Best to never try, my friend, unless your heart says, I can soar.
My last bit of advice is, sit quietly with yourself and listen. You will know the answer.
I might fear the worst this year. But I trust that justice and goodness will prevail if I find my voice.
Well, during this month of trust, we will encourage you to lend your voice, whether it's here or whether it's downstairs in the coffee room, whether it's as part of a social justice project or reaching out to a friend that you know needs a little visit. Thank you to all the people who acted and sang and performed in the puppet show. We're working on a special pageant during the summer, and look forward to you then. Thank you very much.